KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look for to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 26. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Nearly 7 months after Highway 25 south of Interstate 80 in Adair County closed for two separate bridge projects, officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation said Thursday work on the bridges is finished and the road is once again open for travel. One of the bridges is over the Middle River about 1.2 miles south of Interstate 80. The second bridge is over North Turkey Creek about 4.6 miles south of I-80 in Adair County. Both reopened on Thursday. And the bridge on Highway 71 south of Interstate 80 in Cass County also reopened Thursday afternoon. That bridge traffic had been down to one lane controlled by a stoplight for north and southbound traffic. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports his deputies early this morning arrested 56-year-old Karen Green of Shenandoah. Green was arrested at her residence on a valid Fremont County warrant for violation of probation on an original charge of delivery of methamphetamine. She was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $5,000 bond. Deputies were assisted by officers with the Shenandoah Police Department. Police in Red Oak report 30-year-old Cody Alton Snyder of Red Oak was arrested a little after 11 p.m. Thursday following a traffic stop. Snyder was taken into custody for OWI first offense and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Elkhorn Fire and Rescue was called to the scene of a single vehicle rollover accident with entrapment Thursday evening on Shelby County Road M56, just south of 400th Street. The accident involving a pickup truck was reported around 4:14 p.m. Deputies arriving on the scene reported there were no injuries, but the two occupants of the vehicle were unable to get out on their own without mechanical extraction. Currently, no other details are available. One person was injured shortly before 3 p.m. Wednesday during a collision that took place about 1.5 mile north of Harlan. The accident occurred on Highway 59 as a 2018 Hyundai Sonata driven by 55-year-old Gene Whitfield of Harlan was traveling north on 59 and slowing to make a turn. A 2004 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup driven by 45-year-old Douglas Schneider of Panama struck the rear of Whitfield's car. Whitfield suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan by medevac ambulance. Damage to her vehicle was estimated at $20,000. The pickup sustained about $12,000 damage. Authorities cited Snyder for failure to stop at an assured clear distance. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker on Thursday said that the Pott County Sheriff's Office will be holding the 20th annual Shop with the Sheriff tomorrow morning at the Council Bluffs Target store. Danker said there are 42 children scheduled to participate in the event. Another 23 families with infants will pick up gifts, food, and necessities from Target that same morning. Danker said also that during the 23 years the event has been held, the Sheriff's Office has provided gifts and necessities to about 620 children with over $100,000 in donated funds. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa News, a reception to recognize outgoing Montgomery County elected officials will take place Tuesday, December 18th, from 10 a.m. until noon at the Montgomery County Courthouse. Montgomery County Attorney Bruce Swanson has served for over 27 years. Montgomery County Supervisor Steve Radcliffe has served 11 years. Montgomery County Treasurer Carol Strovers has served for 11 years. And the public is invited to extend their gratitude and best wishes to those elected officials. A top Iowa Farm Bureau official says he's thankful that Mexico didn't start a food fight during the renegotiation of NAFTA. David Miller, the IFB's director of research, notes unlike other countries, Mexican trade officials did not target agricultural products when retaliating to U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs.
I'll call it normal course relative to corn imports and pork and beef trade with Mexico has remained solid. So Mexico has remained a very good agricultural product importer and trade partner with us, and I think us with them.
Speaking this week to Brownfield Ag News at the Iowa Farm Bureau's annual meeting in Des Moines, Miller said he wishes that would have been the model for other countries involved with trade disputes with the U.S.
That you would not move to be using food and agriculture products as the retaliatory products.
Miller was quick to point out China did retaliate on U.S. food and ag products, and that Mexico has done so in the past. He added that it's refreshing that, for the most part, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have kept food out of the tariff dispute. In our funeral announcements, Louise Krawczyk, age 92 of Greenfield, died Monday at her home. A massive Christian burial for Louise Krawczyk will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Curtis Struve, age 66 of Manning, died Sunday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Curtis Struve will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Linda Overturf, age 70, of Fonda and formerly of Grand Junction, died Monday at the Fonda Nursing Home. Funeral services for Linda Overturf will be today at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jean Charlotte Lundgren Anderson, age 85, of Stanton, died Wednesday at the Acura Healthcare in Stanton. Funeral services for Jean Anderson will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Maryland Lutheran Church in Stanton. Seligren Lindell DeMar's Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Oris Hoover, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died November 27th. Memorial services for Oris Hoover will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Leona Graves, age 90, of Harlan, died December 1st. Funeral services for Leona Graves will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Francis Johansson, age 98, of Harlan, died December 1st. Funeral services for Francis Johansson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Bernard Steffens, Jr., age 82, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. 77-year-old Marcia Steffens of Atlantic died July 2011 at her home. A joint celebration of life service for Jr. and Marcia Steffens, both lifelong Cass County residents, will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday, December 11th, at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.